Good morning and welcome to Redeemer Lutheran Church. I'm glad you've joined us for worship today. We'll remind you at this point that we will be having communion later in this worship service. And if you'd like to prepare some bread and wine or another appropriate beverage for use later in the service, we would be glad for you to join us for communion at that point. Also, remember, please join us online on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., where we'll be worshiping using Holden Evening Prayer. And our theme this year is Forgotten Miracles. And this week we'll be talking about the feeding of the 4,000. Not as well known as the feeding of the 5,000, but we'll talk about the feeding of the 4,000. Exciting news here at Redeemer this week. They arrived to begin preparing our roof for the crew to come in and do the roof replacement we've been working on for so long. The first few days of work were done Thursday and Friday, so that's exciting. Amanda, you want to talk about some things?
Yeah, I want to talk about some things, Pastor Gary. Of course I do. So, good morning, everyone. We have something new and exciting at Redeemer, and it's a way to reach out to our community in need and to be a blessing to others. So, out in the parking lot, we have a new blessing box. And it works kind of like a My Little Free Library, where you have different pantry items or toiletry items that we place in the box, and those who are in need are invited to come and take what they need out of the box. And it's a way to reach out to our community during this time where need is greater, and it gives them the opportunity to come and have some being able to not be seen necessarily and give them some anonymity in that. So, the other announcement that I have is the high school youth would like to invite anyone in the congregation that is interested to join them in prayer on Thursday evening. They've planned a little prayer vigil, and they would like you to join them on Zoom. I'll be sending out the information through the Facebook page and through some emails, and we hope that you'll join us. We'll be praying for our congregation, but also our community and all those that are in need. Those are my announcements.
Thank you, Amanda.
You're welcome, Pastor Gary.
And the exciting thing was the blessing box was just put up yesterday morning, and this morning there were already things that had been removed and taken from it. Mm-hmm. So it's already meeting a need.
The blessing box has already been a blessing.
There you go. All right, let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves us and frees us from our sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, your Son makes himself known to all his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith that we may see him in his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now's the time for our children's message. And so today, some of you might remember playing this game. Some of you might still enjoy this game. Or some of you might have younger brothers and sisters and you play this game with them. I'm going to put my book down just a second. And this is the game. You go, Peepa! Peepa! Have you ever played that game? Another way I like to play the game, and the reason I brought my book with me, is sometimes you can go, where'd I go? I'm not here anymore. There I am. Or there I am. Or there I am. We can have lots of fun playing that game like that. And if you've ever played that game, or if you still enjoy that game, children laugh and have so much fun playing that game. They're constantly surprised every time you reveal your face again. They just laugh. They just thoroughly enjoy playing Peepa. And you know what? If you've ever played that with a child, you can play it for an hour and a half, and the child still likes to play that game. It is a surprise every time when you show your face again. And what a joy they get out of that. And I was thinking about Peepa this week, or hiding behind your book and coming out on different sides of it, because in our gospel lesson, we're going to listen in just a few moments, in our reading from the gospel, we're going to hear a story about two of Jesus' disciples who were so sad how he had died. They didn't know he had risen from the dead yet. And they were on the way to a town, and Jesus came and walked right along with them, but they didn't recognize him. It was like they didn't see him. But a little bit later in the meal, when they ate supper together, Jesus broke bread, and it was like Jesus went, Peepa, here I am. And they recognized Jesus, and they were so filled with joy. And just like that, we're filled with joy every time we recognize Jesus. And that's what I want you to remember this week. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for being with us always. Help us to be filled with joy every time we see you. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from Acts. Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, Brothers, what should we do? Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now on that same day, when Jesus had appeared to Mary Magdalene, two disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, What are you discussing with each other while you walk along? They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. There's a story of a pastor's son who was told by his mother that he should wash his hands before eating because there were all sorts of germs living in the dirt he had played in. As he stomped down the hall to the bathroom, the father heard him mutter, "Germs in Jesus, germs in Jesus. That's all I ever hear around this place, and I've never seen either one of them." Well, while the boy didn't seem to think so, washing your hands right now is a pretty good thing to do. But the other part of his complaint is a bit more compelling. He had never seen either germs or Jesus. And his lack of sight points us to a significant insight. When we see Jesus, our faith is strengthened and renewed. And the opposite is also true. When we don't see Jesus, our faith is lessened and faltered. Many of you have heard me say that I believe that when we struggle in faith, it is often because our eyes and minds are so full of ourselves and our own troubles that we can't look past them to see how God is with us. We are so focused on ourselves and on our own problems and our own worries that we can't perceive God. And we aren't alone in that. The story of the two disciples walking to Emmaus is one of my favorite Bible stories. It's that first Easter day, and those two disciples were all caught up in their fears and doubts and wild rumors about Mary having seen Jesus. And just about then, Jesus joined them on their journey. But they were so focused on their own concerns and issues that they didn't recognize him at all. They thought of him as a stranger. They talked with this stranger about all the things that had happened over the previous week with Jesus, from the triumphal entry into Jerusalem to his betrayal and death. And then in a very telling line, Cleopas says, But we had hoped that he would be the one to redeem Israel. Do you hear the despair there? Their hopes and dreams had been dashed. Then Cleopas continues. What's more, he's been dead for 3 days now. And what Cleopas means is that the death was real and final, and that the death of those hopes and dreams was also real and final. And then, almost as an afterthought, he comments that one of the women who followed Jesus had come in that morning with a wild tale about seeing Jesus alive. The stranger said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared." And then he started from the Old Testament and pointed out how time and again the prophets had talked about how the Messiah would suffer and die. As they neared the town, the two disciples urged this stranger to stay and eat with them, and he did. And at the meal, he took bread and blessed it and gave it to them, and they realized that it was Jesus. He vanished, and the two disciples ran the 7 miles back to Jerusalem to tell the others, commenting all the way, "Didn't our hearts burn within us while he was speaking to us and opening the scriptures for us?" In the breaking of the bread, they saw Jesus. As he did it with them, just like he had during the Last Supper with his disciples, they saw Jesus. And when the bread is broken among us in the same way over on this altar, we see Jesus too. This can be a difficult time for us to see Jesus. Like those two disciples, our minds are so full of ourselves and our own troubles that we can't look past them to see how God is with us. All the talk about the pandemic and the economy and what will happen next, that's the rage that we all talk about. We are so focused on ourselves or our problems or our worries that we struggle to perceive God in our world. But right now, and whenever we are in trouble, that's when we need to see God the most. Where do we see God now? In this time, where can we find God among us? Well, I think God can be found all around us. In the healthcare workers and first responders who put their own safety second out of care and compassion for others in need, we see God. In the almost 50 adult care bags we have sent to the hospital patients for patients who can't have relatives or friends with them, we see God. In the cross outside that together we adorned with flowers to proclaim our Easter joy to our community in a time when we all needed just that kind of reminder, we see God. In the way our family here has been coming together for Bible study and book study meetings and Sunday school classes and more through technology, showing that even still, we long to know more about God and to be with God and with each other. We see God there. And when the mail comes each day and we find envelope after envelope of your gifts of support of the ministry of God's family here, we see God there too. And when our congregation gathers for worship, not only do we see God through the scriptures and the sermons and the hymns, but we also find that our community, our church family, is continuing. This past week, right after worship, we had almost 200 comments during the worship service as you are aware of others worshiping with you. And even though you can't be together physically, you are together as a community. You are together as a family. And together, we see God. And in that worship, yes, there we break bread and drink wine. And we recognize Jesus in our midst, in our very selves, redeeming and renewing us in grace. We see God. Were not our hearts burning within us in those times? Germs are a reality in our world today, but so is Jesus. And we see Jesus with the eyes of our hearts. Look deep. Look beyond yourselves and the problems of our world. Jesus is here among us in love, in mercy, and in grace. The body and blood of Christ is given for you. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of power and might, you bless us with every good and perfect gift. We are so thankful for your blessings to us, and yet what we want most is to be closer to you. Give us new eyes to see you, O God. Help us to remember in all of life that you are ever with us and ever giving us your mercy and your love. Lord, in your mercy, O God, our Father, we thank you for the church and for the fellowship which unites us here in this place, even amidst our isolation. Strengthen us as a family. Lead us in trusting, loving, and caring for each other. Lead us together to seek your will, share your love, and know your grace. Lord, in your mercy. O Savior, reach into our lives anew so that we may reach out in love and service. So many lives, and our lives too, have been touched by the storms of illness and loneliness and fear. Comfort all those who suffer, O God. Pour out your love on those who are sick, those who mourn, those who are poor and lonely and outcast and afraid. Bless all your people, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. And now, O God, fill our lives with hope for a better world and a new life. Fill our lives with peace for a broken world much in need of you. Help us to see you in the breaking of the bread. Fill our lives with love that together we might live as your people. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, living, and loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life, giving death, and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Life-giving God, you have fed us with your word, and our hearts burn within us. Through this meal, you have opened to us to your presence. Now send us forth to share the gifts of Easter with all in need, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.